You may have heard that yesterday, in the early hours of the morning, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI passed away. And so there'll be information coming out about different ways that we can pray for him, remember him. There'll be, I think the bishop is going to celebrate a special mass, memorial mass for him, and there'll be like a deanery-wide mass for us, probably over at Our Lady of Lourdes, a few days after the actual funeral, which I think is scheduled for this Thursday, January 5th, 9:30 a.m. Rome time. So if you want to catch a flight over there, you can maybe get a ticket. But there'll be an extra petition added this morning to remember him. You know, what a powerful and yet in some ways crushing responsibility to be the vicar of Christ, to try to walk the church forward in unity. You know, Jesus' great prayer that they may be one. Pope Benedict was a good and amazing man. So we pray for the repose of his soul, that the angels may lead him into paradise. He was a great man of the Word of God, a deep scholar of the Word of God. So let's look just a little bit at the Word of God revealed to us today on this feast of Mary, Mother of God. In that first reading from the book of Numbers, God says to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you shall bless the Israelites." Aaron and his sons are the first priests for the people of Israel. From the beginning of his people, God works through priests, through mediators. He can and does certainly speak to individuals in beautiful and extraordinary ways. But the regular, ordinary way that God works is through his chosen mediators. We could also wonder from that first reading why he waits to be asked. After all, he knows what we need before we ask for it. Why doesn't he simply bless us when it's time for a blessing? I think maybe for two reasons. First, he's not going to force his grace on someone who doesn't want it. So he wants us to ask for it. And secondly, he wants us to learn how to speak with him and what kind of things to ask from him. He wants to be asked, and he wants us to learn how to ask and what to ask for. Notice he's pretty exact with the kind of blessing to ask for here. That blessing begins, "The Lord bless you and keep you." To bless someone is to wish them well. The word benediction, benedicere in Latin, means literally to speak well. If you're a deacon, a priest, or a bishop, you can wish someone well with the strength of the whole church behind that wish. If God blesses, it's not just a wish, because his words have power. They affect what they speak. What does it mean to say, "May the Lord keep you"? Keep us where? It goes back to the brothers Cain and Abel in the book of Genesis. After Cain had killed Abel, God asked Cain where his brother was, and Cain replied, "What? Am I my brother's keeper?" The answer is yes. All of us are to be the keepers. We are to be responsible for the well-being of our brothers and sisters. But here, God says that even if we don't look out for one another, God himself will keep us. God will be our keeper, protector, caregiver for all who turn to him. The rest of the blessing asks God to turn his face to us, to be gracious with us, to look upon us with kindness, and lastly, to give us peace. The light of God's face is 1,000 times better than the light of the sun shining upon us, as good as that usually feels. The light of his face warms us with love. strengthens us with moral integrity, and guides us in the pathways of peace. All too often, it's not God turning the light of his face away from us, but we who turn away from the beautiful light of his face. In the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, we hear that God sent the ultimate mediator, the great high priest, his Son, into our darkened world. And his Son comes to share our burdens. That's why I think Paul writes that Christ was born of a woman. It's an echo of the woman in Genesis again, Eve, who turned her face away from the light of God's face and plunged all of us into darkness. But Christ was born of a new woman, the new Eve, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who always keeps her face turned to the Lord's. St. Paul says that Christ was born under the law which was given to us only because with that great sin in Genesis, the Spirit of God died within all of us. And without that Spirit, we had no power to follow conscience. We had no conscience, let alone ability to follow it. So Christ the mediator, who has the Holy Spirit with him, who has both a good conscience and the strength of will to live by it, Christ leads us out from under the law of death to the freedom of the sons and daughters of being sons and daughters in the Son of God. And Paul says that the proof of our adoption is that the Spirit of God once again dwells within us, crying out, Abba, Father. We no longer need the Ten Commandments to be our conscience because we have the Spirit of God whispering in our hearts regarding the right thing to do. We have the Spirit of God assuring us that we are sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. And sometimes we can even hear the Spirit of God crying out from within us, Abba, Father. From the moment of our baptism, the Holy Spirit poured into our hearts and has been working within us to refashion and build up our conscience so that we don't need a law to tell us to love God and to love neighbor, because those laws are now written on our hearts. And even if our earthly fathers and mothers don't keep us, don't strengthen us, and protect our virtue and our faith, the Holy Spirit cries out within us, Abba, Father, to the one from whom all fatherhood takes its name. And the Heavenly Father will never abandon those who have the Spirit of his Son dwelling within them. The Heavenly Father keeps and strengthens and protects with the Holy Spirit of his Son, with the heart of a true father. The Blessed Virgin Mary and the gospel today reveals to us the heart of a true mother. First of all, she's with her husband and her child when the shepherds come. Secondly, she herself keeps all these tidings, reflecting on them in her heart. And thirdly, she was obedient to the angelic messenger, fulfilling the law of circumcision and naming him Jesus. So we should be faithful to those whom the Lord has given to us and whom the Lord gives us to. We should keep in our hearts every working of the Holy Spirit within us and in those around us and reflect on it. And we should be obedient to the messengers that the Lord sends to us. Sometimes that messenger may even be a priest or any other number of mediators the Lord chooses to send to us. So here's the homework for the week. Let your prayer this week be, Abba, Father. and strive like both the Heavenly Father and the Blessed Mother to keep in your heart the working of the Holy Spirit within you and around you.